Betty Davis is probably lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple, and dear Jackie.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see the stars. I'm joined in studio by regular-sized Kev, our resident movie reviewer, Kevin Suarez. Kev, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Now, we've got one film to look at this week, a little bit of a critical darling by the looks of things compared to some of the blockbusters that are on the silver screen right now. It's called The Bookshop. Tell us a little bit about this one.
Yes, The Bookshop is set in 1950s England in a little corner of the UK where a woman played by Emily Mortimer decides to share her love of books with this very small town. So she opens up a bookshop. However, she makes a very powerful enemy in a character played by Patricia Clarkson, who wants to get rid of this bookshop and drive Emily Mortimer's character out of town and replace it with an art center.
Okay, who knew the world of secondhand bookshops was so
vicious?
So, yeah, vicious. There you go. Okay, what do we think?
So I thought that it was a pretty decent movie, but firstly, I thought the good points were that it was a very good and interesting story. It's not something that it's a bit of a, I guess, a counterbalance toward big blockbusters on a big, massive scale that, you know, is taking over the cinemas nowadays. It's a very small story set in a small town. It's very nice, like, just having a sort of breather movie, you know, like that's a fairly small scale, and as well as a bit of a unique plot as well. It's not really something that I've seen that much of.
Yeah, in between all our Star Wars epics and superhero films, you know, this is a little bit more low-key,
four or five of them out right now. but the acting as well, I've got to give major props to the actors as well. They've done an amazing job. I have to admit that I think the standout actor for me was at least Bill Nighy, because his character doesn't seem to be quite sure what kind of movie he's in. He sort of at one point thinks he's in a bit of an action movie and says, why don't we just go on in an assault and just try and take over the bookshop by force or something along those lines. It's pretty funny. He's a very sarcastic character, the one that he plays, while everyone else is stiff, sort of stereotypical stiff upper lip sort of British character that we've all come to know and love. And I do think that, me personally, I absolutely love books. And what about you,
Oh,
Sean?
Come on. Well, you know very well that I'm a great lover of books. I'm an author. I've written several books, looking to release my next one. Keep your eyes peeled for the next in the series from Sean E. Britton. You can find that on Amazon and where all good books are sold. I'm a big fan of books. I must admit I've been getting a lot more into e-books lately, but secondhand bookshops, the smell, the discovery, the sense of discovery you get in a secondhand bookshop, that's always going to hold a very special place in my heart.
And just trying to see what you can find in these secondhand bookshops. You could find anything of interest, you know, and I feel like this sort of movie does appeal, I feel, to those sort of people. People like me, I was literally planning on going shopping at a secondhand bookshop after leaving here. And so this kind of movie just sort of spoke to me on an emotional level, just trying to share that love of books with the audience. And I thought that was a very unique thing. It's not as overplayed as some other, you know, ode to, for example, the 80s with Ready Player One. That was a bit overdone, you know, but here they're not quoting Shakespeare every second line or anything, but there is still that undercurrent, that love of books that's still permeating the movie. But
that's tremendous.
But I do feel that there was maybe one thing that let the movie down, and there was a bit of a lack of drama. You'd think with the premise that I mentioned earlier that there would be some kind of friction between the characters, but it's not so much friction. Most of the time, the main characters sort of spend their time apart from each other and not really communicating with each other until maybe the final act. So there was a lot of just sort of regular, ordinary day-to-day operations at the bookshop until, like, the main plot sort of kicks in the third act. And I feel that perhaps they should have tried to add a bit more tension, a bit more drama between the characters throughout the movie.
All right, well, nice little bit of a laid-back British flick. Kev, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Our regular-sized Kev, movie reviewer Kevin Suarez, talking to us about The Bookshop. You could get along and see a little bit laid back compared to some of the blockbusters that are out right now.